is DeepSeek. It's an advanced AI model developed by a startup founded in 2023 in Hangzhou, China. The AI assistant stands out for being free, unlimited, and open source. That means anyone can access its code, see how it works, and modify themselves. It's powered by DeepSeek V3 model, which the company's researchers say was trained for less than $6 million, a fraction of the money spent by its American rivals. And that claim, though, has been disputed by some analysts. Now, however, it's the other model called DeepSeek R1, released to the public on the same day as Donald Trump's inauguration, that has rattled nerves on the Wall Street. DeepSeek researchers in a paper published last week claim that the model shows advanced reasoning skills, such as the ability to rethink its approach to a math problem. The company also says the R1 is 20 to 50 times cheaper to use than similar models sold by OpenAI, depending on the task. Venture capitalist Mark Andreessen, a close advisor to Trump, has called DeepSeek R1 AI's Sputnik moment, a reference to 1957 satellite launch by the Soviet Union that sparked a Cold War space race. DeepSeek's rapid rise is also being noticed in China. State media Xinhua reported that the startup's founder, Liang Wenfeng, was a symposium hosted by Premier Li Qiang the same day the DeepSeek R1 model was released. His presence there is being seen by some as a potential sign that the company's success could be key to China's goal of overcoming U.S. export curbs in American-designed AI semiconductors.
So I think the game changer is that it can be built for a fraction of the price and supposedly without those high-end chips that, you know, the U.S. has, of course, tried to block. I think that is what is impressive for me, is that they were able to do more with less. And also, on top of that, because DeepSeek, its models are so much more affordable, it can really help bring down the costs for other AI models, especially for your independent, smaller players. Mm. In a sense, it's democratizing the technology.
Right. Yeah, and that's just about the cost, but some users say they're impressed by how they solve very complex math and physics and reasoning questions twice as fast as ChatGPT.
Okay.
But it has its own weakness as well. When it comes to writing short stories, planning vacations, or coming up with recipes, they say ChatGPT is slightly better.
Okay. And all this is slightly going over my head. It all sounds great, you know, but I mean, yeah, it's cheap, it can do all that. But I have a problem with the name, though. ChatGPT, Gemini, anyone can say it, no problem. There are so many ways DeepSeek can go wrong. I'm willing to bet if you were to go down on the street to the street now and ask someone to say DeepSeek, ask them all, half of the people are going to get it wrong.
You need to open your mouth a little
bit. Yeah, oh, yeah, you know.
Or call it DS for sure.
I mean, look, it's an assistant, it's got reasoning. Why don't we go with something like Soulmate? Or Nearly Human?
Okay.
Or Best Buddy, you know. Everyone can say that. There's not going to be any, you know, confusion
Weird
about
ideas,
the name.
Actually.
Yeah, no. There you go.
Hopefully they are listening to you, Arnold, and then they take your suggestion
Hear me,
consideration.
Those in China responsible for DeepSeek.
And one expert believes that the rise of DeepSeek is more than just a battle for tech supremacy. Ray Wang of Constellation Research says that the Chinese firm is redefining innovation in the tech industry.
At this moment, it looks like a massive threat. Here is a cost advantage that we haven't seen. It's something we call exponential efficiency. And at $6 million versus hundreds of billions of dollars, it looks like they found a crack into this. But the short answer is it's not that easy to do. And what you're going to see is it doesn't necessarily solve all your problems. But we now know that there's a way to deliver AI at a fraction of the cost and the ability to do that with open source models. And that's what we're all hoping for in the AI world, because unlike the internet, right now, AI is closed, it's centralized, it's expensive, and there are few players. And if we were trying to get an internet level explosion, you need decentralized, open, you need cheaper and a lot more players to be able to be in this model. And so what they've shown is that this is possible. But the challenge is AI isn't that easy. And so, yes, you might be able to solve that model in this manner, but it's going to take a while to get the refinements as well. So there's a lot more to do to get to AGI. But this is a very interesting thing in terms of rattling markets by saying, is the U.S. spending too much? Are we spending too much on data? Can we do this with less energy? And that's the right question to ask, because we want to see technology costs come down over time. It also puts a lot of pressure on the big tech companies to show, can they deliver this cost effectively to every single customer, every single user that's out there? And so both questions will be asked. You'll see a slowing trajectory, but there's still going to be massive investment, because this is just like in the early days of the internet. We don't know who the winners are going to be, and we don't know exactly what the use cases that are going to be won, but we do know that an infrastructure has to be built. If we looked at the telecom companies that were done during the internet age, they didn't fare very well. But then you got to the rise of the Googles, and you found a Microsoft that ended up being on top somehow. And of course, Amazon and other companies emerged out of this, you know, chaos of the 2000s. The same thing is happening here as we try to figure out who the winners are.